It is John Gibson. It's the Morning Digestion for this December 6th. So just a heads up, I'm going to post a book interview with Michael Medved this afternoon for your Saturday morning author interview. You might recognize that tune, Save the Last Dance for Me, the Doc Pomus song, Morty Schumann and Doc Pomus. It's kind of like that for Joe Biden. It is. I really do think we're in the last dance here. Impeachments, I'll get to that in a second. But Biden is having a real tough time. First of all, there was that blow up yesterday, and I'll play it in its mostly entirety, when an 83-year-old retired farmer in Iowa who did not vote for Trump and is a Democrat and wants to beat Trump challenged Biden about being too old, and that the deal with his son in Ukraine looked really bad. And, you know, Biden slipped. I mean, first he called him a damn liar, and then said nothing's ever happened. And then he said, you know, I'm not sedentary. I don't want to sit around and watch TV. You know, let's do push-ups. I mean, the guy's 83 years old and he's overweight. And Biden's, you know, just came this close to calling him fat man.
Look, here's the deal.
Look, fat. Here's the deal.
Look, fat. Here's the deal.
And just to make sure you hear it.
Look, fat.
A little bit later in another event, a reporter asked him, and this is the very simple question. How is it not a conflict of interest that you're in charge of U.S.-Ukraine policy at the same time your son suddenly gets this highly paid job for a Ukraine company on its board? How is that not a conflict of interest? And, you know, he can't answer it.
How is your role as vice president in charge of policy in Ukraine and your son's job in Ukraine, how is that not a conflict of interest?
It's not a conflict of interest. There's been no indication of any conflict of interest from Ukraine or anywhere else. Period. I'm not gonna respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done.
It's not gonna play. I mean, it's clearly a conflict of interest. And for Biden to be in this state of denial, there's no indication. What the fuck is he talking about? He's trying to pretend like it's not there. I know he wants to focus on Trump. They all want to focus on Trump. Go ahead, focus on Trump. But, you know, Biden clearly had a conflict of interest here. One of the two Bidens had to quit. Either Joe Biden had to go to Barack Obama and say, I can't be the lead guy on Ukraine policy because my son's got a big job there and it looked bad. Or the son had to quit the job. But the two of them can't do that. Anyway, more on that in the podcast. Let me tell you about the rest of the. Let's see, what have I got here? The rest of the listen links. Impeach. New York Times for no impeach Nancy. The flip came with one headline. That was when she saw in the Wall Street Journal that Trump repeatedly pressed Zelensky for help in investigating Biden. I mean, I think Biden is showing us every day why that was completely reasonable. And so New York Times, impeachment vote by Christmas. New York Times, White House says Rudy phone logs are bogus. This is, you know, Rudy made a bunch of phone calls to the White House. So what? Washington Post, this is an opinion column, and it's all about how Trump needs to be impeached. They correctly quote, and this doesn't often happen, they correctly quote the transcript of the phone call with Zelensky. And the quote is, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot. I would like you to do us a favor, though. Now, this has been widely and consistently misinterpreted as I would like you to do me a favor. That's not what he said, according to the transcript. At least the Washington Post opinion columnist got it right, although twisted to mean, you know, us, meaning, you know, my Trump team, my reelection team. Okay, move back to politics. Biden gets all macho. This is in the Washington Post, but admits to, I think, a Univision reporter, it might have been Jorge Ramos, that his son's job may look bad, but there wasn't anything wrong. Well, no. It look bad is what is wrong. It looks bad, and you shouldn't have been doing it. And to be sitting here denying is, you know, just stupid, because people can see through it. Biden tells Axios Democrats aren't as lib as AOC, and she's not the future of the party. Switching to Nancy. Nancy gets all huffy when asked if she hates Trump. Now, this, you've probably seen this tape. I'll run some of it on the podcast later, but it was James Rosen who asked the question, and I think it was a legitimate question in that, first of all, it's clear that many in her caucus do hate Trump, number one. Number two, that it came up in the hearings because one of the Republicans said, problem is that the Democrats just don't like the guy. So, hey, Nancy, do you hate Trump? She gets off. I don't hate anybody. I'm a Catholic. I pray for him, blah, 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 blah. I have a bite I'll play you this afternoon where she says in 1998 during the Clinton impeachment, the Republicans just hate Bill Clinton. They just hate him. Bloomberg, this is CBS News, interviewed by Gayle King, that noted journalist. I guess what Gayle King is proving is you don't have to be much of a journalist to be a journalist. It's just sitting there asking questions, and if you ask the right questions, you look pretty good. Anyway, he says about the other Democrats, Trump would eat them up. New York Post, Turley threatened by Democrats for going all impeachy, for not going all impeachy. People calling, how dare he have a job? Fire him. Washington Post, senators running for president are screwed by the impeachment trial. They'll have to be off the road. We've been talking about that for a while. New York Times goes after Mayor Pete. This is interesting. They did, you know, he's not quite so sainted. He worked for a company called McKinsey, which is a consulting company, and they don't like to talk about who their clients are. And they made him sign an NDA. Non-disclosure agreement, and he won't talk about his work at McKinsey. And now people are really curious because he might have been advising companies and countries, even countries, on some really bad stuff. New York Times, David Brooks, why I'm not a socialist anymore. You know, I mean, he admits in the start of this thing, you know, when I was in college, I was a full-on socialist. I was reading magazines like The Nation. Gee, you know, I don't know how many times I've been told The Nation isn't socialist. The hell it's not. Washington Post phone records show that Putin was probably able to listen to Trump. He wasn't on secure lines all the time. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Trump, 266,000 jobs in November. New York Post, foreigners mocking Trump doesn't hurt him. Hey, Joe Biden, wake up. Biden's running an ad. These little flits like Macron and Justin Trudeau and Boris Johnson and a Danish somebody or other named Root, I think, laughing about Trump. You know, with the exception of Great Britain, these are all second-rate countries. Like, what? They're laughing about Trump and that upsets us. We laugh about them. And by the way, Macron laughed at Trump, but he has a damaging, terribly damaging general strike underway all over France, not just in Paris, but all over. People don't like him. French don't like him. They think he's curt. They think he's bullheaded. They don't like his manner at all. So, you know, have a good laugh at him. Washington Post, Trump misbehaves on foreign trips and their foreign leaders, those foreign leaders, they're just perfect. This is, I'm telling you, you know, Trump voters see those ads that foreign leaders laughing at him. And they'll go, yeah, we're going to give you four more years of laughing. Tech, Uber admits it will rape you, kill you in a crash, and maybe murder you. 3,000 sexual assaults. I think 58 people dead in car crashes, and there were even a couple of murders. Wall Street Journal, Elon Musk buys houses in Bel Air. He's buying everything around him. You know, he's spent about $50 million recently buying houses in Bel Air. And by the way, it isn't in this story, but it was news yesterday. George Lucas has a house in Carpinteria. You may not know what Carpinteria is, but if you're driving from essentially L.A. to Santa Barbara, as you get close to Santa Barbara, you pass through Carpinteria, also known as Carp. And it was always known as a little beach town. On one side of the highway is the beach. On the other side are hills and avocado groves. Now they're marijuana growing. But Lucas has a house there on the beach, and he paid $28 million for a two-acre compound next door so he could control who's in the neighborhood. California, New York Times, the state forbids insurance companies from dropping policies in fire-prone areas. Well, that's going to be great. Social justice warriors in Argentina, it's teenagers who are demanding gender fluid, gender neutral language. That's in the Washington Post. North Carolina cancels a Christmas parade. They're worried about protesters because the Daughters of the Confederacy were going to march in the Christmas parade, and they figured Antifa was going to be there trying to beat them up. So they canceled the Christmas parade. Washington Post. Trump's new food stamp rules, if you're able-bodied and can work and you don't, no food stamps. Outrage ensues. AOC says her family might have starved. No, you are wrong. That story in Fox. Fox News, the Peloton husband crushed by being canceled. He appears in that commercial for all of 5 seconds, and he's being now pilloried, the guy, the actual actor, as a abusive husband because he bought his wife a $2,500 Peloton so she could stay in shape. But she was already in shape. That mean son of a bitch. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Washington Post. Ooh, isn't this interesting? Iran killed 1,000 protesters. Washington Post. Well, really everywhere, but, you know, really here in Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys suck really, really bad. And I don't think people here would be unhappy if they just fired everybody, including that. I mean, when Dak Prescott came out after the game to do the news conference and he was dressed in $5,000 worth of clothes, including a fucking bow tie, you just wanted to slap him. New York Post, boy, that thing down in Florida, the gunfight at the, after the jewelry store robbery, the UPS driver died. He got hijacked and he got killed. Bad. Just bad. Okay, so I went a little long. I'm going to do the podcast next. I already got the sound. I guess it's a good way to wrap up the week. It's crazy. Write me at host@johngibson.com. Call the bitch box at 859-544-2766. Follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. And subscribe. If you haven't already subscribed, for fuck's sake, subscribe. I get tired of begging. I think I'm just going to start yelling.